Parsha, Parsha's Vayera, we have the famous Dalel L'Shoyne Shal Geula. The Sipuru explains that each one refers to a different stage of the Geula, the stopping of the work, the actual leaving Mitzrayim, the going through the Yamsuf, which is Vigo'alti, and then he comes to the Velokachti. Velokachti eschem li le'om, Posuk Zayin. So he says that refers to Maimon Har Sinai. The Posuk that says that Hashem says, I will take you to be my people, that's at Har Sinai. Vidatem, and you will know, Hakiru v'hisboinenu, recognize and be misboinen, focus, Shekol ze yisametz, that all of this will take place. Kemoi vidatem hayoim ki lo yas b'neichem. See, this means vidatem is a tzivui to focus. Hakiru, recognize, pay attention to it, think about it. Vizboinenu, and delve into it, picture it, and imagine it happening, and focus on it. As which I'm telling you what's going to happen as a reality. Because of the fact that I am your God, it's your God, it's personal. Mashgiach aleichem biprat. A mashgiach on you, I supervise your existence biprat. In other words, individually. And I'm the one who's taking you out and putting in all of these steps and efforts going through Paro and all that to take you out. There's no suffix that I will fulfill everything that I said. So the question is, what exactly is going on over here? Moshe Rabbeinu is coming and telling them what Hashem said. So do they believe or don't they believe? Do they believe that Hashem is going to do it, or he's not going to do it? If they believe, so fine. But if they don't believe, so what happened to take off this question? It says Ein Sofik. Through this process, there'll be Ein Sofik. It's mashma that without this process, there could be a Sofik. So they're not absolutely clear that Moshe Rabbeinu is or Hashem is going to fulfill his promise, because the conclusion is Ein Sofik she'ese mashu marti. With this, you will conclude, if you follow my directives, you'll conclude that Ein Sofek. But without it, there could be some Mokum Sofek. So what then is happening to take off that Sofek? It sounds like that Ki'ani Hashem Elokeichem Hamoitzi. So there seems to be Ki B'yoisi Elokeichem Mashkiach Aleichem Biprot V'ani Hamoitzi U'mishtadel Ato Lotziachem. Moitzi U'mishtadel Ato means that's what I'm doing now. That's, so okay, I'm doing it, but it hasn't happened yet. I'm just telling you this is what's going to happen. So it sounds like that the koyach, to be able to clarify the fact that Hashem is good on his word, that he's going to keep his word with the full depth of emunah that they had to have and they were capable of having, was totally in this of, ki b'yoisi Hashem, b'yoisi alekechem, mashkiach aleichem biprat. When we recognize that Hashem is the Mashgiach Biprat, that recognition of, we call it, I guess, Hashkocha Protis, that recognition of the detailed and the intricate and the intimate involvement that Hashem has with our lives, that now will take us from a suffix that we would have, is Hashem going to fulfill his word or not? And now I can be confident, hey, now, if you do this, ein suffix. You see me in the role of Meitzi U'mishtadl, but that already is also hasn't happened yet. But it seems the Yisod is Mashkiach Aleichem Biprat. Now, L'choyre, that's not so poshut, because, okay, you take care of my individual needs, but now you're promising this major thing to go out of Mitzrayim and never escape from Mitzrayim. And we've been there for so long, 210 years, and we're meshubit, and they're so cruel, and they control us, and it's almost, Moshe Rabbeinu l'chatchila thought, hen yaminu, lo yaminu li. So, vice versa, that when a person sees the Hashkocha Protis, sees Hashem's individual and intricate and intimate detail of the hashgocha dealing with his life or dealing with their lives, when you see that, then there's no problem. Hashem says he's going to take us out. Of course, I know him. I can rely on him. It seems that this is a mamish, a yesod, to be able to take a matzav where there could have been a suffix in what Hashem says, and now there's no suffix anymore. And it would seem also that this is a very potent formula for developing bitochen, because when I see the hashgocha protis, even though seeing what happened until now doesn't foretell what's going to be later, I can't be sure of that. There's no guarantee. I might have a suffix, but no, this will take away, because there's no suffix. Once we see the extent of Hashem's involvement, then there's no suffix about anything else. The rest of it is academic. Then the rest of it follows a person who would have had, who could have had some element of suffix. This is all on their level, whatever, but could have had a suffix. Now, there's no more suffix. Just seeing Hashem's involvement, which that means that if we want chizuk in life, well, we need chizuk. We need chizuk in emuna all the time. V'yodato hayoyim v'ashivo yisrael v'ovecho ki Hashem hu elokim v'shomayim mimal v'oras mitochas einu et Moshe Rabbeinu in his last speech to Klal Yisrael tells them v'yodato hayoyim v'ashivo yisrael v'ovecho. Return it again and again and again. Susuv l'libuch, the Targum says. What do you mean? How did I lose it? I didn't lose it. No. Emuna needs constant chizuk. The Yetzirah is constantly fighting to shake us up, to confuse us, to block it, to give us tzveikus, to give us challenges, because that's our strength. You know, when we have that strength, then we have everything. So it seems the antidote to that is just to look at the Hashgocha Protis. When you see that Hashem's proteistic involvement, he's Elokeichem, ki beyoisi aleichem, mashkiach aleichem, biprat, that is enough to now be able to say everything else becomes credible. All the sfeikas can disappear, even though before that, I could have had a level of sofik. Just one more thing. In the next pasuk, he says, Veivesi eschem el oretz. That's the next step, that to bring us into Eretz Yisrael. After that, that was the plan originally, before there weren't supposed to be 40 years in the Midbar. Kasher his tisboinenu b'chol zeh, tiu re'uyim sh'aviyachem el oretz, v'et neno lechem. Pashtus, it seems, sure, you could argue with that, but it seems kasher tisboinenu b'chol zeh, you'll become re'uyim. Not the pshat tisboinenu b'chol zeh, and then everything else will follow. It sounds like this hisboinenus alone, you'll be re'uyim. Why? Because when a person is misboinen it's starting with the hashgocha, and then with the recognized hashgocha protis, which leads him to have this confidence in Hashem. Then that there's nothing more. That's all you need. That's all you need to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's the ultimate accomplishment. That's the tachlis of everything. That's the highest level of achievement. I now have this. I've developed this sense of total confidence in Hashem. Whatever Hashem says, it's the reality to me. I see the Hashgocha Protis that leads me to the reality, and it could be. Let's leave it at that. Memela, so ultimately, it's so the hisboinenus in Hashgocha Protis is so critical, because that's what strengthens the emuna, that's what takes away the sfeikus, and then I become a different person. They became the dor that's royally koneis l'eretz Yisrael, royi shaviyachem al oretz ve'etnenu lachem. Why? Because you have this hisboinenus. And it sounds like the hisboinenus itself, just the focus on these things, elevates us. It's not even so much to describe what results come from it. Maybe the results always come in Mela, but this hisboinenus itself. So if that's the case, then I think that really it's a piece of advice that says how important it is to learn Musar. How important it is to learn Musa in these inyonim. How important it is to pay attention to what's going on. How important it is to focus ourselves, because everything depends on that. Sfeikus will disappear, and the end result, that his blindness will entitle, maybe just the effort alone, will entitle us to all kinds of brocha. And especially in times where there's so much out there trying to undermine this emunah, The Yisrael has always been working on it. That's why it has to be constantly returned. And in our day and age, there's certainly all kinds of outside influences which would challenge that. It requires real focus, starting with Ashgocha and carrying it fully through. And in that, we could be zeichet to kol milei de meitav.